Hello.
Hello. He's full of cold.
I'm poorly sick.
Aww.
I'm dying of man flu, leave me fucking lane.
Do you need me to get you a blanket?
No, I want you to get me some fucking cold and flu. No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm coming straight down the motorway. I was like, all right, whatever. I'll go.
Well, I was.
I know.
What do you want me to do?
Stop at a services.
What, and pay 20 quid for one tablet?
Yeah, man. I'm poorly. I'm your brother, for fuck's sake, you dickhead.
Yeah. You're lucky you get a kick in teeth.
Right, so we're back.
We are. It's on time.
It's the second time we're recording this month because of a fuck-up last month where we didn't have any time to record.
Yeah, my bad.
So, we'll jump straight into films. This one may be a little bit quicker than usual because I have a baby sleeping upstairs and we want
that
to...
That was me touching wood.
We want to hope and pray that he sleeps. If not, you'll hear him screaming and then he'll be a part of the podcast today. So...
Third time, I think that'd be. And you don't want to hear him hack up a lung every 5 minutes either.
Yeah. So, films. Starting off the film world very strong this month with the Venom Let There Be Carnage film.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Venom, when Venom came out, oh God, a couple of years ago now, it was brilliant. Sony really have thought about how to open up their Spider-Verse.
Yeah, their Spider-Verse. Let's be clear here.
And it is their Spider-Verse. However, we all know that eventually they're going to lose all the rights to these films and then Disney are just going to sweep in and take them.
Yeah.
But Andy Serkis is back as a director. I fucking love Andy Serkis. I think he has done really well for himself.
Yeah.
And realistically, if there's anything to do with CGI, that's the man in Hollywood you want to go and see. Because he's fucking good with it.
Yeah.
Always has been. It's brilliant. Andy Serkis is director of a film that's part of a Marvel universe. Not the cinematic, but a Marvel universe. Yeah. When we all know that he plays Claw in the cinematic universe.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it. Woody Harrelson.
I'm a bit like that with Woody as Venom.
He's Carnage.
Carnage even.
Woody Harrelson has this great trait of being able to play psychopath.
I just think he's too old.
I think it's going to work, personally.
I mean, that, don't get me wrong, it looks good, but I'm just...
The cast, the four cast members that are listed here, Tom Hardy, well, we all know he's a pretty decent actor.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson has got a lot of form as a previous actor. Stephen Graham is one of the best actors to come out of Britain in a long time, in my opinion. And Michelle Williams, once again, another great actress. So, in terms of cast, it's strong.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I love Woody Harrelson, but I am just a bit on his...
But we'll see how it goes. It's a PG-13, which for me,
that'll be a 12A over here, won't it?
Yeah, it's a 12A. For me, it's like, okay, I get why you tried to keep the age rating down, but Venom, Carnage, they eat people. Like, this could have easily turned into a 15.
Yeah.
For me.
Now, on the subject of Venom, did you see the evening after we recorded last time that they released the Spider-Man 2 teaser trailer?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
So, you've seen that there's Spider-Man, Peter and Miles.
Yeah.
Which to me says there might be an optional two-player, as in... You could either play a two-player sort of couch co-op or single-player and swap between them at your will. Who do you think the voice was?
Don't know.
Do you not know?
No.
Kraven the Hunter.
Nice.
That's my... obviously, because you think it's Venom, and then Venom actually responds if you listen.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, we will.
Well, introducing Kraven into the game would make a lot of sense.
He's an underused character in game and film.
Especially where Spider-Man's concerned, because he is one of Spider-Man's main
villains. Yeah, he's a hunter. But so here's my prediction for the game. Because if you look at the first one, it started off against Mr. Negative, and then was against Doc Ock in the end.
Yeah.
So I think this game's going to follow a similar path in that regard. I think you're going to start the game... hacking up a lung and fighting Venom.
Right.
Then Kraven's going to get involved.
And Spidey and Venom are going to team up.
And you're going to have three spider entities against Kraven.
Okay.
That's my prediction. But my call is that, and several other people, but I thought of it before reading anything. So I heard it the first time. I watched it and went, it's not right. Watched it again and went, my brain just went, Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah.
So that's my prediction. We will try and keep you guys updated as more gets released. Obviously, it's not coming out till... Was it 22 or 23?
I think it was late 22, early 23.
I can't remember. Either way, we'll keep you updated.
Well, they're not going to release the game that's going to be the big one of the biggest games on the PlayStation 5 until the PlayStation 5 is in stock and people can buy
it's
them.
It's getting a bit better. Slowly.
Yeah, slowly. But by the time it gets to the point where people are actually going to be able to buy these things, they're going to be announcing PlayStation 6. And then we're all going to be like...
There's actually been a rumour about that. Apparently they've knocked... Because you know how like, all these game companies have talks. Sony and Microsoft have basically both said they're delaying their next gen for a year or so.
Right.
Because otherwise they're not going to get the money, the purchase off their current gen.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
And it does. I mean, I'm not being funny, but the last gen is out of stock everywhere as well. Because
the PS4s. Some of them you can still find at
Ridiculous prices.
No, at a reasonable
price. Well, I've looked, mate, because I was like, I really want to get myself a PlayStation soon. And I've looked.
I'd just wait for the 5 at this point.
I know, that's my plan. Yeah. Because there is no point now.
No.
Now, I know that Game actually got some stock early last week.
You know when Game got it? You know if you'd have gone on Very, they had them in for like 3 hours.
Yeah, but that's
like, which is a long time.
It is, but I don't want to be fighting against other people to get an order through.
You weren't on Very, because no one knew Very. Very were like very late in the day to update.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We'll get them. We'll get them.
Right, so let's move on. The Addams Family 2. Now, this is a sequel to the Addams Family animation that came out a year or two ago.
Yeah.
I actually really liked
it. I didn't mind it, you know.
It was good. It had that lovely darkness that the Addams Family is supposed to bring, but it had the great comedy. I think that they did the animation very well.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to watching this one. I really am. But it's another Addams Family story. But I quite like the way that they did this.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that the second one is going to be just as good. Moving on, there's the Many Saints of Newark, which is a prequel to the Sopranos TV series based around Tony Soprano. This is the formative years, so this is how he became the Tony Soprano we all saw. It should be a good film, but I don't know. It depends really if you like the Sopranos and if you like those sort of gangster crime films. If you're not into them, you're probably not going to like it.
Then we go for a longer... Oh, no, we only go for a few more.
A few days later, the next Bond film, the last Daniel Craig Bond film, No Time to Die.
Has he confirmed it's his last one?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
Yeah, no, this is definitely his last one. He's like the longest running actor as Bond.
Is he the longest?
Yeah, because he's been Bond for like 12 or 13 years.
Oh. I know he's one of the longest, but I didn't really...
So this is after Bond has supposedly retired. And then he ends up being pulled straight back into it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's it. Rami Malek is looking as the bad guy. I love Rami Malek. I think he's a brilliant actor.
Remind me who he is.
He's the guy that played Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody. He's a great actor. I'm looking forward to seeing him in this. I'm also looking forward to this being Daniel Craig's last film in the Bond series.
Is just it for Daniel Craig.
Don't get me wrong. I think as a Bond, he's done very well. However, I think it is time for a change now.
Read something about it. Did you hear the other day? He doesn't want a female Bond.
I don't want a female Bond. I
don't care as long as it's done well.
I'm happy for there to be a female 007. But not a female Bond.
Yes. Okay.
So give this female a completely different name. not Jane Bond, which we all know will be the one that they'll go to. I don't want a female James Bond. I want a female 007, and I'll be happy.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Do the name rather...
Do the rank rather than the name.
Yeah.
I don't think it needs to be James Bond. It could just come out as 007, New Passions,
Wonder
whatever.
Smith. Yeah.
And it's, yeah, and it's some other female that isn't...
James Bond.
What also I would like is maybe... They don't do it as a 007 film. They do it as a spin-off series within the same universe, and they look at the formative years of M. The original, the female M, Judi Dench's M.
Yeah.
Because for her to get that title, she would have had to have been a spy at some point.
Yeah.
So I think...
Was she 006 or whatever, yeah.
So maybe that would work.
Because that's the whole
know.
Thing. There's like 9 of them, isn't there? Because they're all 001 through 9,
yes,
I think.
Yes, that's right, yeah. If you're a 00 agent, you're 001 to 9.
Yeah.
And the only ones we've ever met are 007 and 006, because 006 was the one that was the bad guy in GoldenEye.
That's the one I was saying. I was going to say, wasn't there another 00 who in an older one played a villain? And
that's
the 006. One I was thinking of, yeah.
So, no time to die.
I thought you meant we've met another good one.
No, no. 009, no time to die, 007 is, it should be a good film.
Or 009, no time to die.
So we'll see what happens. I think it'll be a good film. The only thing for me is that Daniel Craig, because he's been in the role so long now, is taking over production.
Yeah.
Which is why No Time to Die took so fucking long to get filmed in the first place, because he kept changing stuff. And personally, when an actor starts thinking they're bigger than the role, that's when they need to go.
Unless it is there. Like, I know obviously the biggest culprit for that is Sylvester Stallone, but he writes, directs, produces and stars in. That's kind of... But you know that when you sign on.
Bruce Willis has got a film coming called Survive the Game. A man's life is on his farm is interrupted when a cop and a pair of dangerous criminals show up.
What, in that order? Or
I don't know. But it's Bruce Willis. It'll just be another Bruce Willis action film.
It's Bruce Willis playing Bruce Willis, starring Bruce Willis.
Halloween Kills is another continuation of the Halloween story.
So when there were the original 8, 9?
I don't fucking know. There's so many Halloween films that they're just all so shit now.
Let me just pull up the Halloween.
Even Rob Zombie couldn't fucking save the franchise for me.
Rob Zombie's terrible, that's why.
No, but normally Rob Zombie, when it comes to horror films, is a fucking genius. And yet, he couldn't do anything with Halloween. And I think the reason
he
couldn't is
because
we're all
bored of it. Here's the Halloween franchise. So, there was the original... Yeah. 6, 7, there was the original 8, which were Halloween 1, 2, Season of the Witch, which was the one they did without Michael Myers... 4 and 5, which were about his niece. 6, which was like his great nephew. And then there was H2O and Resurrection, which were... H2O was he went back for Laurie Strode. They brought back Jamie Lee Curtis. And then Resurrection was that one with... Oh, was it Ice Cube or someone?
Yeah, it could have been.
Then there was obviously the Rob Zombie 2.
Yeah.
Then you had... so this is it. So Halloween, Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends. So those three...
Halloween Ends is the one that's billed for October next year.
For next year, yeah. So Halloween was 2018.
So for me, Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends is a two-part.
Oh, okay. So here's the overview. I actually got a picture. So Halloween 1 and 2 are connected there. And then you run in the line of 4, 5 and 6, which were his niece and great-nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was H2O and Resurrection were another split. I thought they were straight continuations, but apparently not. And then from Halloween 1, you go Halloween 2018, which doesn't make sense because it should be Halloween 2, then the 2018 Halloween.
Yeah.
Because
in Halloween 2018, he was in prison.
Halloween 2 is literally more... The title was More of the Night He Came Home. It is the same fucking night. You can't eliminate Halloween 2.
Yeah.
It's literally... Because he wanted to make... There wasn't going to be a Halloween 2 originally. There was going to be... Well, The Babysitter Slasher was its working title. But it was going to be like a 3.5 hour epic. Which obviously back in the 70s and 80s, you didn't do.
No. hour and a half runtime was about
2 hours was your upper
limit. Nowadays, fucking 4 or 5 hour films come out and you just sit there fucking holding a pissing bill, you don't miss the action.
Yeah, so that doesn't make any sense to me. But I'm going to say it was after two. Then you've got, so yeah, you've got Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends, then on its own, Season of the Witch, which does make sense because in it you have an advert for the Halloween film.
Yeah.
And then the Rob Zombie pair are its own.
So but Halloween Kills, that's a mess. It's coming back. Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. Anthony Michael Hall's in it. So it might be all right, but the Metacritic score's at 47. For me, I'm bored of the Halloween series. They don't do anything new with it. It's all about the jump scare of him turning up, and I'm sorry, that's boring as fuck. Let's move on. What we got next? June.
Here we go. Halloween 2018 is a direct sequel to the original film that disregards Michael as the brother of Laurie. No. So that's what the bit they're getting rid of from 2, where you find out they were related. Establishing that Michael was arrested at the end. Oh, yeah, because at the end of the first one, he was shot in the back garden and left spending his time in the sanitarium. No!
The whole Halloween setup is convoluted. It's become doesn't a make mess. Fucking sense.
It's and become it's a mess because too many people have had the fucking dick in the pie.
Yeah.
And no one wants right. a pie.
So let's move away from the fuck up that is Halloween and let's move into June. So June is a adaptation of the sci-fi novel from many moons ago.
That also did apparently have had a film once.
I'm sure it had a film or
something. Have you heard what the new kids are saying about this film though?
No.
So you know that like the kids who don't know
shit.
Yeah. They're saying this is a cheap rip-off of Star Wars.
Okay.
You know, despite the fact the book came out like 10, 20 years before the first film.
So this is all supposed to be regarding the son of a noble family, and he's been entrusted with the most valuable asset and most vital element in the galaxy, and it's following his story. It should be a good film. The cast is some of the cast for me is a little bit unknown. I don't know who Timothy Chalamet is. Rebecca Ferguson, I think I know. Zendaya, obviously. Oscar Isaac.
That rings a bell.
It does for me as well, but I don't know why. Is he in Star Wars?
Yes,
he is in Star Wars because he plays Poe Dameron. So
what else has he been in? Because that's not what I remembered him from.
That's what I know him from. But that's then again, I've been watching the sequel trilogy recently.
Here we go. TV.
He is also going to be the Moon Knight Moon Knight TV series.
Is Gomez's voice in the Adam's
This
family?
Man is in everything right now.
Keep going. It's not Star Wars. He's Apocalypse. Yes. That's where I know him from. X-Men Apocalypse.
He also is in something else that's quite... Yeah, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse he was in
Who
as well.
Who was he then?
Interesting person.
Interesting person. Oh, wow. So interesting. They don't even get a name.
June should be a relatively strong sci-fi film. If you're comparing it to Star Wars, then you're a fucking idiot. Let's move on.
Well, they're saying that it was a rip-off of, and it's not. It was technically the precursor to, if you want to go down that route.
And that's it.
That's films.
There are other films, but they just don't interest me, so I'm not really bothered.
What's that Antlers one? I am...
It's a drama, horror, mystery, Iceland, Oregon.
The poster looks really cool, and then you read the synopsis and...
So, yeah, it's basically terrifying encounters with a legendary ancestral creature who came before them.
Middle of nowhere town in America gets attacked by Oogly Boogly from the fifth dimension, and kids try and stop it.
Not bothered. Right, move on. Games. So, we're starting off the month with FIFA 2027.
No.
Yeah, it is, mate. There are so many fucking FIFA games, it's boring. So, yes, this will be coming out on everything, but the Nintendo Switch will be getting a Legacy Edition.
I don't know what that means.
I imagine it means that they'll wait until the game's been out 6 months to 12 months and then plough it out. Who knows?
Or I actually thought it would be like a cut down version.
It could be a cut down version as well. I mean, you can't really cut anything out of FIFA 22 now, because not be funny.
I mean,
but
I would.
FIFA 2017 through to FIFA 2019 were the best FIFA games because they had the story mode arc,
right?
And you could follow the story.
Well,
of
FIFA had had a story mode since its conception.
No, there's a career mode.
Is that
and you can be the manager of a football club and run the club, or you can be a player in the football club.
I'm going back to like the FIFA, like 2000 and 2001 here.
No,
I say old.
No. These also, it was also just another career type option as a fly
okay.
flying out.
Fair enough.
No, FIFA 2017 through to FIFA 2019 or FIFA 2020 were great because they had this story arc. You followed the story of this kid from when he was in academy. And then he gets his first contract, and you're basically playing his career. You start playing as his best mate, who's also on a similar level to him. You start playing as his sister, so that way then introduce women's football into the game. All very good. And they're the FIFA games I bought. Will I be buying FIFA 22? No, because if I want to kick a football around, I'll just open up FIFA 2019. Because the game hasn't changed very much. The graphics are about the same. And realistically, it's still just
you
picking a football one under the pitch.
And
the
you
other.
Don't care about playing as one of the newest sign-ups for whoever.
No. So, I'm not really bothered. Let's move on. October 5th, Alan Wake has been remastered. It's coming out on everything but the Switch. Though, no doubt the Switch will get it at some fucking point. They always do. I quite like the Alan Wake game. From years ago. Will I be getting a remaster of it? Probably not.
I didn't play them, so I might end up getting the remaster.
There's a new first-person shooter game coming out called Hell Let Loose. I think it's World War II-esque. And it's only coming out on PS5 and Xbox X. So, not really that interesting. Moving down, one of the biggest game releases of October is Far Cry 6 coming
out
on the
7th.
Now,
you like the Far Cry franchise.
I love the Far Cry franchise. And do you know what? The game that actually got me into the Far Cry franchise was the one that's least like the other Far Cry games, which is Far Cry Primal.
I thought the other... what's the other? Blood Dragon. Is that one's not a lot like it either.
It's more like it, though, because it's still got guns and whatever else. But Far Cry Primal was brilliant because it was back in caveman times. You had a bow and arrow or a club. And it was really good. They went to extreme fucking lengths to make that game really good. And I loved it. And ever since I played that one, I then went back and started. I didn't start with Far Cry 1, 2, and Animality or something. I don't know. Beast Mode. But I started with Far Cry 3. Completed that. Then moved into Far Cry 4. Absolutely brilliant. I did play Far Cry Blood Dragon because it was one of the spin-offs. Far Cry Primal was a spin-off.
Mm.
But they put a lot more work into Far Cry Primal than I think they did put into Far Cry Blood Dragon. Far Cry 5 was a bit of a turning point in the series because they made it more like an online shooter. The story arc in Far Cry 5 was amazing.
Yeah.
But they added depots where you could go and you could buy cars and you could buy planes and stuff. It was all right. Far Cry 6, I think, is going to follow that.
Yeah.
There was a sequel to Far Cry 5, which was Far Cry New Dawn. It was also a very good game. That was set several years, 20-odd years after Far Cry 5, and was quite good. Far Cry 6 is going to be set on a island. Basically, it's like Cuba. It's got a dictator. The dictator is actually a well-known actor, but I can't think of his fucking name.
Right.
He was in Let's Call Saul and those sorts of things.
Did you know... And here's an interesting fact for everyone. That we actually did Far Cry Primal.
I know we did Far Cry Primal, I remember talking about
episode
it.
Episode 8. That was the 8th episode. And it was also the first one where we tried live streaming.
Mm. Which we don't do anymore because no one ever came to the stream.
Well, you say no one. We normally got someone, but that was like it.
But Far Cry 6 now is the biggest game to be released in October. The reason being is because I've just learnt today, they've put Battlefield 2042 on delay. until the middle of November, which for me smells trouble because obviously November, we all know the new Call of Duty is coming out at the start of that month. I think they've been a little bit daft with that, but COVID, and that's it. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, Far Cry 6, set on this Cuban island, you're basically going to be trying to overthrow this dictator. It should be quite a good game. I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, then we've got Back 4 Blood, which is Left 4 Dead, but with a new title.
Yeah, he's not wrong, but yeah.
I'm not really bothered about that. I didn't really like the Left 4 Dead games, to be honest. Crysis Remastered Trilogy, because obviously they needed to remaster the game to start destroying modern day graphics cards, like the originals did with their graphics cards around their area. That's only obviously if you turn everything up to the fucking max and you try and burn the bollocks off it. I don't know if I'm going to bother, but it is coming out as a trilogy. So instead of you having to buy Crysis 1, 2 and 3 separately remastered, they've remastered the lot and bundled it all in the compilation. Basically the same as what happened with Mass Effect Legendary Edition, which came out with all three titles in one game. So make sure you've cleared space on your hard drive, because I imagine it's going to take 150 odd gigs, I would imagine.
I would imagine so. What's that new shooter game that came out a few days back?
Don't know.
Go up, I'm sure it'll be on there, hang on.
No, because this is all upcoming games, not stuff that's
already
out.
I'm sure it shoots.
No.
Where's it gone? Oh, it's that new one. We only spoke about Deathloop.
Deathloop, yeah.
Yeah. Hang on. Where's it gone?
I don't know.
Yeah, Deathloop has been out...
since the 14th.
No, it's been outperformed, beaten, but is it like Garage Simulator or something?
It wouldn't fucking surprise me.
Let me have a look. Is it Garage Simulator?
Some sort of simulator. Lawnmower Simulator?
No, it's a new Gas Station Simulator is outselling Deathloop on Steam.
What a surprise.
That was it. That's what I've been trying to remember. Yeah. So, the Gas Station Simulator is currently outselling Deathloop. Deathloop has more players total, but on Steam it's being outsold by Gas Station Simulator.
Well, there we go.
Oh, they think they know why, though. DRM.
Yeah.
Basically, players are talking with, you know, because the DRM is shit on Deathloop and locking people out. They're talking with their wallets and going, fine, we'll play this. So, yeah, there's that.
Later on in the month after Crysis comes out, a few days later, we have the Dark Pictures Anthology, House of Ashes.
Now, I've played the first two of this.
Which is the action-adventure horror sort of game.
Think Telltale,
yeah,
but your choices actually matter for a change.
Okay,
and they're all horror based, and it's got a really sort of cool guy dressed up like a Victorian gent who's like, I can't remember what they got. He's like a guide, if you like. He'll drop you a hint occasionally.
Okay. Coming out later on in the month, near the end of the month, we have the Guardians of the Galaxy, film, it's a game. This is a game where you will be playing as Star-Lord exclusively, because you are not allowed to play as... You're not allowed to play as Groot or any of the other characters that you probably wanted to play as, but you're playing as Star-Lord.
Yeah. Isn't this part of the... Doodah Universe, the Marvel Universe game that's come out.
Yes, basically, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if eventually, if they do like an Avengers 2 game, which I doubt they'll ever do because the first Avengers game was pretty shocking.
It was.
And yes, I know that there are now loads of DLC and there's extra stories to go on, but unfortunately, that just does not pique my interest anymore.
No. Release the game as something good.
It
to
was also
start
stupid
with.
Stuff like, oh, Spider-Man will be in the game, but to begin with, he'll only be a PlayStation exclusive because they own the rights to Spider-Man.
Yeah, because Sony.
And eventually, we may put Spider-Man into the game, but who knows? I'm not really bothered about the Avengers anymore. But in terms of Guardians of the Galaxy, maybe a game I have a quick go on. Who knows?
I probably won't.
Moving on, we have the long, long, long-awaited sequel to the Age of Empires 3, which is Age of Empires 4. This is basically a brand new Age of Empires game, but we'll...
In case you're wondering why he stepped on the gas, there's a crying baby in the background.
And basically, Age of Empires 4 should be a pretty decent game. Yeah. All in all, if you like those real-time strategy sort of games, it's one for you. You will enjoy it.
Yeah. There's also Fatal Frame coming out. Same day? Yep, same day. Which most people will know as Project Zero. So if you enjoyed those games back in the PS2 era,
and
this will be one for you.
And that's it.
Mario Party Superstars, if you care.
Yeah, which is a remaster compilation party start game. And that's it for games. Obviously, next month, when we talk to you, we've got a couple of big games.
Yeah, is it? Over this next few months, well, probably till January is normally the end of when the big games come out. There'll be at least some... there'll be at least some fairly decent... big games coming out to
November's
enjoy.
Normally the biggest one because then they can get the game out ready for Christmas.
It's October, November, isn't it? Yeah. But next month's going to be a biggie.
And that's that. Right, let's quickly move into news stories.
Because he really wants to shut that child up.
So, Google has been advertising game to children that promotes sexual abuse.
This is one of them... It's a porn game, basically.
Yeah. It's a disturbingly inappropriate game to download from Google App Store. It's been advertised towards children and teenagers because of its cartoon-esque style.
Yeah.
And Google's advertising in games is quite random.
Yeah, it seems to go, oh, this has bright colours and cartoony style. This has to be appropriate for children.
So these games in the advert for the game, I don't know if the game actually... contains this or not, because they're mainly talking about the advertisement for the game. You can see that there's a lad there, and his stepsister, is how they've described her, is fast asleep. Looks like she's maybe been drinking all night. Who knows?
And your options are
don't disturb her or help her undress. Obviously, helping a lady that's unconscious undressing is sexual assault.
Yes.
This isn't the only game, though. There are multiple games. They show you a little list in the actual news story. And there's, what, 3 by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So
21.
21 different games just there. And they're all basically the same sort of thing. Pornographic style games done in cartoon-esque style to make you, you know, not see that they... you know, are inappropriate. Now, Google's inappropriate content policy for the Play Store states that they don't allow apps that contain or promote sexual content or profanity, including pornography, or any content or services intended to be sexually gratifying. However, you can dress a game up to look one way and it actually be another. And I doubt that Google is actually playing every single game that's on their Play Store.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Apple, funnily enough, do. That's why things take so long to get on their App Store. They actually have a person checking things.
Yeah.
But the you've got the issue that Google will just go out there and let you release whatever. But if you want to release this kind of stuff, just release it as a Google game. Because obviously the Google stuff is APK. So you can release it on... There's plenty of websites where you can release it, I'm sure. Well, I know. Yeah.
Because he goes looking.
I don't. Unfortunately, I spend a lot of time on sites where people ask those questions. Oh, where can I get this? How can I get this? Fuck off.
We don't care. But yeah, so that's...
But frankly, what I think what needs to happen is, yes, these games are always going to exist on Google.
Yeah.
What needs to happen is, for me, is an overhaul of the system that deals with the advertising.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, completely. Stop going specifically after the cartoony look at ones. You're on the wrong tab, mate.
No, I'm not, because we're moving on to the next game. Next. All right.
Yeah, now he's with me. Now, moving on.
So, a swarm of bees has killed 60 penguins by stinging them in the eye. Now, at first glance, when you read this, you instantly, your brain goes, right, so this happened at a zoo, or this happened at a safari park, etc. No, this actually happened on a beach near Cape Town in South Africa. So, the penguin species are actually an endangered species of penguin. It was a fluke incident where basically all of these bees came down to the beach for a lovely holiday and saw the penguins and thought, fuck this, let's kill the bastards.
Yeah.
60 penguins as well. So that's, in terms of a colony, now a colony of penguins is generally several hundred strong. So it's not that big, but however, 60 is still quite a big number for an endangered species. And there were dead bees on the scene as well, so hopefully some of the penguins managed to get some. But multiple bees
stings. Well, some of the bees that had died when they stung, wouldn't they?
Potentially. But yeah, so it's just one of those fluke incidents where, unfortunately, a massive amount of an endangered species has been wiped out by nature for a change rather than by humanity.
Although we're probably the reason it's on the endangered list in the first place.
So, something to boil the blood. A funeral home has been sponsoring an advert in the States urging people not to get vaccinated. I wonder why.
I think it's because they want your business.
I do as well. If you don't get vaccinated, you die. Guess what? Wilmore Funeral Home will take care of your funeral. Yeah, great. So, you making money off the back of a fucking pandemic that has caused a lot of people in the world to die. Great. Arseholes is what I would call them.
Yeah.
I genuinely also think that you shouldn't be sponsoring any sort of advertisement.
No, I don't think the advertising agency should have even allowed that to go on there.
But yes, it's sponsored by the funeral home.
So
I think it's disgusting. It's been doing laps around Bank of America Stadium in North Carolina.
Go down between the advert and that tweet. If you Google name of the funeral home, you get taken to this website.
We'll open the website quickly. Get vaccinated now. If not, see you soon. So they're spreading mixed messages.
Yeah.
And I imagine that this webpage actually only started like this because it's a one-link site. There is nothing else on this page. Nothing.
So does it not work if you click on that?
If you click on it, it takes you to a Starmid Care vaccine.
So that's to register to get vaccinated.
That's it. There's nothing else on that page. So for me, they've done that on purpose because they've got caught sponsoring something.
Yeah, is there any more? Did the funeral home actually say anything? Or did they get in contact with anyone? Oh, it even shows you on the thing.
It's a bit like a Rickroll for the COVID age. No, it's not. Because people aren't going to Google the funeral home. They're just going to see the advert. But nothing has been said by the funeral home themselves.
I almost wonder if the funeral home doesn't exist and it's a person who's done this.
Either way, it's still it's rotten. Acceptable.
Moving on.
In Hull, a nun has
stories we read are about Hull.
A nun has been caught dancing with a skeleton next to a graveyard. Obviously, it's not a real skeleton, or if it is, it's an old one.
And held together
with
wire.
It's a prop human skeleton. Before playing with another one like a dog, a witness said literally she was stood at the cemetery on Springbank West, opposite the turnoff for Hymer School. She was dancing with a skeleton. She's not an actual nun, let's clear that up straight away. In actual fact, she doesn't even look to be wearing a nun outfit. It looks more like some sort of ghost bride.
Yeah.
Outfit.
It does, actually.
But unfortunately, at the end of the day, we're coming up to October. October, we know, is the month of Halloween.
And I get the horrible feeling that we're going to end up seeing a lot of attacked by X, Y, and Z in the run-up. And yeah. Jesus.
And finally, a fox has been filmed eating a pigeon at 10 a.m. on the street in East London.
So this is one of them, we're encroaching on their territory, so now they've got no choice but to be in the suburbs and not where they belong.
I mean,
basically.
The urban fox has been around for generations.
Oh, it has, but...
But they tend to be very skittish animals that don't tend to come out until night time. They are a nocturnal animal anyway. And, you know, it's not uncommon. I mean, I used to live in Derby City Centre. Walking around there at 3 o'clock in the morning, you would see foxes.
Yeah.
It would happen.
I can imagine you saw more when you were up in the country a bit.
No.
Really? No, you saw less.
I've seen more foxes in the city street than I have done ever anywhere else.
Wow.
But the thing is, you've got.
Because I thought you'd have had more up there.
No, you've got to remember that in the countryside, they have got their own little. They hunt in fields. They don't come out and about. But an urban fox has got no choice but to hunt around the street for food. So basically, for me, you know, we've ruined the fox.
Oh, yeah.
And these sightings are going to be more common. But realistically, is it a bad thing? No, not really. Pigeons have been known to spread multiple diseases.
Well, that's the thing. I love this. The article says some people are siding with the pigeon. Like, oh, it's horrible, it's terrible. And then...
And other people are siding with the fox saying he's got to eat. And it's like, well, I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, the fox...
That is the circle of life. The pigeon grows to become food for another animal. The other animal has now got its food.
Yeah.
There's plenty of pigeons. The urban foxes are dying out of breed. The end of the day, it's just a fox in the street. You're likely to see them if you live in a city because, you know, you see more,
it's
like I say...
It's getting more common, apparently.
You see more in the city than you do anywhere else. And on that note, that's it.
I don't think I've actually got anything more to say this time.
No. Yes, we are running a little bit shorter than usual, but you've still got nearly 42 minutes of us.
I was going to say, that's not too bad. And you had a later one last time.
Yeah.
So there you go, we're all good.
And that's it. It's been a pleasure. I hope you enjoy listening to us. Please share with your friends. And
yes.
Let's get the listeners up.
Let's get some new blood. You know, if you like it, tell a friend. Because then they'll tell a friend.
And don't get me wrong, we know that we're shit.
We're
not stupid.
We do this for fun.
But this is just the
thing is, we'd be here having these conversations anyway.
Yeah. So, bring someone new to the party and let's see if we can get the listeners up. Other than that, we'll see you next month where we've got more games, news stories and films to talk about.
And hopefully he's not like Death Warmed Up.
And that's it.
Bye.
See ya.